And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel, and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs, a tiny natural remedies company located in beautiful West Seattle, birthplace of Seattle.
Yes.
Shout out to the Duwamish tribe.
Thanks a lot for letting us hang out here. Not running us off.
Well, now. If we're not talking about politics or music or herbs, something's
maybe
probably...
Maybe a disclaimer is appropriate now.
That's right. We're going to get right to it. And so, the content that you're about to hear is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified health professional with any questions that you may have regarding a medical condition. Now to the good stuff. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Welcome, folks, to our tiny podcast. And we're going to do a kind of a shortened podcast today to answer one question, the most common question that I get asked almost every single day. We were talking about doing this podcast yesterday, and then somebody called you on the phone with the exact question that we're about to do. Anyway, I get this question all the time, and that is, what is the difference between your muscle rub, Relief Remedies muscle rub, and your Relief Remedies nerve balm? So mm-hmm. The muscle balm and the nerve balm are different.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always asking, what is the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jane,
yes,
what is the difference between the muscle balm and the nerve balm?
Well, a lot and not much. So they both work for inflammation, to reduce inflammation by increasing circulation to the area. I use the same recipe for the cannabis side of things. So they're the same strength, even though to me the nerve balm smells more like the cannabis than the muscle balm for some reason. The muscle balm contains arnica, which is an amazing anti-inflammatory. And I usually say, if you don't know why it hurts, go ahead and use the arnica. Because it's going to reduce the swelling. It's going to speed up the circulation to the area and move that pain through, hopefully. A lot of times we're in pain because there's stuck, fluids basically inside of us. So if it's stuck around a joint or something like that, and they call it arthritis. If it's stuck around, some other thing, it's some other itis. So I usually say that one is the one to just try if you're not sure what else to do, what else to use. The nerve balm, I personally use it for a pinched nerve in my neck or like a sciatica kind of pain, where you can feel that it's a nerve that goes all the way down. And actually we used it for our friend Karen when she was having kind of shaky at end of life. We were hospice for a friend of ours, and we used both of these balms on as a foot massage. But she was on quite a bit of opium. Morphine.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't want to waste that. A lot of people say that St. John's wort is going to help process your medicines too fast. And that is what they say internally. But either way, I wasn't going to take any risk because those cost a lot of money. So at the end of her morphine time, when she was supposed to be getting another one anyway, I would just spend about 30 minutes doing a foot massage for her. And again, usually it was with the muscle balm, but then she had kind of a episode where she had very shaky, almost like a restless leg kind of thing, where her leg wouldn't stop moving. She had a lot of leg cramps. So if you're waking up at night with a leg cramp or in the morning, that might be a good thing to try, because it feels like maybe a muscle cramp, but a lot of times your nerves are really not used to stretching like that. And so That is what I would use for any kind of muscle, I mean, any kind of nerve issue. What they say in the books is it returns your nerves into, makes them more elastic. So you like that, you know, you want to be able to move fluidly. And so that's, you know, that's what I say are the differences. They're both going to be an anti-inflammatory, but it just kind of depends on your preference, really. But they're the same strength, and I just generally steer people towards the muscle balm because it's, you know, very versatile, and it's good for, you know, just about any issue, if a bruise or anything like that. The nerve balm also has the St. John's wort, has a little bit of an affinity for the skin and the kidneys, so it might help cleanse your blood a little bit. Not positive about that, but that's just my feeling on that one. But if you're, you know, if you're having some pains, try one. We actually have people who try both, and so they have one on, you know, for one part of their body, and then they blend it for another part of their body, or they just use one for their feet and another for their back. So I hope that clarifies things. The only thing really is if you've had a surgery or a deep cut, you would not want to put the arnica right on it. So they say to use arnica after a surgery to reduce the swelling, but you just want to put it near the area. As the blood getting close to that area, it will get the rest of the way there and help you heal quite nicely. But the St. John's wort, you could actually put it on a scar. You could put it on the suture. So, you know, that if that's helpful, then that would be great. St. John's wort is also supposed to be very good for getting rid of scar tissue, old scar tissue. So, if there's anything else I think of, we'll make another podcast.
Well, I wanted to add a couple things.
Okay, good.
But because I talk to people every day about this.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, we sell way more of the muscle rub than we do the nerve balm.
Yes.
And so with that said, I think, there's a couple of extremes. Mm-hmm. Too, that I want to mention. You know, there's a couple folks that I have that have extreme nerve damage, nerve pain. Mm-hmm. They deal with, you know, pain management daily. And I get a lot of phone calls saying, you know, people are slowly weaning themselves off of the opioids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's encouraging, mm-hmm. for one. And for two, the extreme cases of nerve pain,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Cribs, RSD, and that,
mm-hmm.
stuff. I mean, I'm sure, you know, folks are under, you know, careful care of a doctor, of course. But that nerve balm could be, you know, mm-hmm. Really, really a good addition.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So
I know you've had a lot of people with, like, tingly feet,
mm-hmm.
tingling. We've had a couple of people with amputations who have the ghost pain.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
I've talked with people who have all kinds of traumatic injuries, yeah. neck, spine, hip, shoulder, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, Jane, is that I really enjoy talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just finding out how it's helping them. So, if you have a story, just call me up. My number's on the blog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call me up, no big whoop.
We'll try to make it more clear if it's not.
Anyway, I think we can leave it there. Yeah. Thank you all so much for checking out our tiny podcast and supporting our tiny natural remedies company. We absolutely love what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it better than ever.
Thanks so much for your support.
Cheers, folks. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.